Good afternoon. My name is Sheriff Jim Miller, Tuolumne County. We will be calling the order of the Cletts Advisory Committee at in Folsom, California. So thank you all for being here. We'll go ahead and start with the roll call. Mr. Dam.
For the California State Sheriff's Association, Vice Chair Tuolumne County Sheriff James Mealy.
Present.
For the California Peace Officers Association, Newark Police Department Commander Mike Carroll.
Present.
For the California Department of Justice, California Justice Information Services Director Joe Dominic.
Present.
For the League of California Cities, Folsom City Manager Everett Palmer.
Present.
I know that Cynthia will not be here today. For the California Highway Patrol, Chief Information Officer, Chief Scott Howland.
Present.
For the Office of Emergency Services, Chief Mark Pazin.
Here.
For the California State Association of Counties, Sacramento Chief Probation Officer, Lee Seal.
Present.
For the California Peace Officers Association, Assistant Chief Mark Shaw.
Present.
And I know Chief Frank Alvarez will not be here. Sheriff Mealy, we have a quorum.
Thank you. Little housekeeping rules, the restrooms are out. As you walk out the doors, to the right, and then to make another right. Microphones, please use your microphone. The red light means that the microphone is on. And if you would also please identify yourself before speaking. This is not required. We would like to do some introductions through the audience, but we'll start with Cletts Administration Section and Staff. If you would go ahead and please start that.
Maria Cranston with the Cletts Administration Section.
Steve Kennedy, Cletts Administration Section.
Michelle Mitchell, Department of Justice.
Kurt Wilkes, North County Sheriff's Department. Stuart McKee, Microsoft. Joyer, Microsoft. Aaron Hales, Microsoft. Bonsai, Vendor System Exchange Corporation. David Carlson, Cletts Administration Section.
Richard Mason, Cletts Administration Section.
Good afternoon, Mr. Chairman. Chris Thorson, Chief of Police from the City of Oakland.
Lieutenant Blake, Chief of Oakley PD. Joe Service from Oakley PD.
Rich Walton, Imperial Logistics.
Jeremy Todd Miller, Department of Motor Vehicles. Cherish Rogers, CCUG.
Todd Evans, Department of Justice. Rick Park, Riverwalk Police Department.
Okay, thank you very much. At this time, we do have some new members, and we will go ahead and I will read, short bio. Mike Carroll, Newark Police Department Commander. Mike was hired as a police officer for the City of Newark in April 1991 and worked in patrol for 4 years before being selected as school resource officer in 1995. After returning to patrol in 1999, he served in a variety of assignments, including field training officer, explorer advisor, hostage negotiator, and trauma support team member. He was then assigned to the Southern Alameda County Gang Suppression Task Force as a detective from 2002 to 2006. Mike was promoted to sergeant in 2008 and was responsible for supervising a shift in the patrol division, as well as the field training and canine programs. He was then assigned to oversee the detective division from 2010 through 2012. He was promoted to the rank of commander on April 1st, 2012, and currently serves as the support service division commander. The support services division includes investigations, communications, dispatch, and the records division. He is responsible for internal affairs, technology, professional standards, the red light camera system, which is Red Flex, as well as personnel and training. Welcome, Mike. Mark Pazin, appointed as chief of the law enforcement branch and chief of homeland security of the governor's office of emergency services by Governor Jerry Brown on December 12, 2013. Prior to his appointment, Chief Pazin had been with the Merced County Sheriff's Office for over 30 years. He served in multiple divisions and ranks and ultimately was elected as Sheriff Coroner in 2012, where he served multiple terms. During Chief Pazin's tenure as Sheriff Coroner, he acquired all peace officer standard and training certificates up to the executive level, served on the Alfred E. Alquist Seismic Safety Commission, the 911 Advisory Board, and had the honor of being president of the California State Sheriff's Association. Chief Pazin is a graduate of the FBI National Academy, holds a bachelor's of science degree from the University of San Francisco, a master's of science degree in national security from the American Military University. Welcome, Mark. Sacramento County Chief Probation Officer Lee Seal. Lee was appointed Sacramento County Chief Probation Officer in April 2013. He began his career as a criminal prosecutor in the California Department of Justice, during which time he has also served as a consultant with Post in the areas of search and seizure law and interrogation law. He later worked as a special assignment in the Office of the Inspector General. On March 1st, 2016, he was appointed to the Judicial Council Criminal Law Advisory Committee by California Supreme Court Chief Justice Kenny G. Cantil. How do we say that name?
Sacabue.
There we go. Thank you very much. Before joining Sacramento County, he served in the Schwarzenegger and Brown administrations as director in the California Department of Corrections and Rehabilitation. Chief Seal holds a Juris Doctor from UC Davis Law School. Welcome.
Thank you.
So thank you all, you three, for your time and your efforts in this this committee. And at this time, I will turn the time over to the Executive Secretary, Keith Dan, for his report.
Good afternoon, gentlemen. I'm going to take you through the action items from last time, which there were none to report. I'm also going to talk to you a little bit about CLET statistics and CLET's potential misuse statistics. For those that have been here at previous meetings, I'm going to present a little bit different this time, so this is going to be new to all of you. I'm going to give you an overview of what was done in 2015, all of 2015. We usually report this as quarterly. This time we're going to give you an entire year's view. So as you can see, the total messages inbound and outbound for CLETS is close to 1 billion transactions, which equates to about 2.6 million per day. Regarding CLETS potential misuse statistics, as part of the CLETS PPPs 1.10.1 Section A, agencies that want to have a general search done by the California Department of Justice, which they do this for various reasons. Sometimes they want to do a CLET search of another agency, but bottom line, we will run these for the agency, provide them the statistics back of what happened, and they're supposed to give us a report back. In 2015, we performed 79, and of those 79, 69 came back as no CLETs misuse. Four are still pending. Those are usually toward the end of the year, as you guys know. An investigation for CLETS misuse sometimes takes time. Of the six that were found, two were reprimanded, one was suspended, two resigned, and two were terminated. I do want to point out, as we were doing these statistics, it came to our attention that the form that someone fills out, sometimes the action taken won't equate to the actual misuse. So you can have one instance of misuse, but they could have been reprimanded, counseled, and terminated. Also going to bring attention to 1.10.1 of the CLETS PPP Section D. This is an annual report that all CLETS subscribing agencies have to send to the DOJ by February 1st of each year for the previous year's statistics. Even if they have no misuse, they're supposed to report that to us, so zero reporting. So in 2015, we had 811 agencies submit their report, and that's as of today. After the February 1st date, we've had another 149. We've stayed on top of agencies to submit this data to us. So we've had 149 come in after February. Of those that reported, there was 175 investigations with 117 cases of actual found Klutz misuse. And again, you can see what the actions were taking. And again, the numbers, if you were to add those up, they won't add up to 117, there'll be more. Now, to give some context to this, in California in 2014, and I'm going off the Crime in California publication that the department publishes, at the every year all law enforcement sends us the amount of officers sworn and non-sworn they have. So law enforcement sworn and non-sworn only for 2014, there was 118,393. That does not include prosecution, public defense, or probation. If you were to add those in, that would take it up to about 151,000. Of those individuals, there was close to 1 billion transactions done in 2015, of which, for the general searches that DOJ performed, there was 6 misuse. You know, the annual report, there was 117 for a total of 123. So to put that into context, out of all the personnel, and this is law enforcement only, 123 individuals, or 0.1%, were cited for Klutz misuse. I'm presenting this not to just show, the percentage, but also to show you in the bigger scheme of things, while Klutz misuse, every single one is important, this shows that the Klutz PPPs are being enforced, being used, that law enforcement agencies are taking Klutz misuse serious for the ones that they know. They do an investigation on them, they do journal searches on them, and as you can see by the previous slides, there's actually action taken against those. If you guys have any questions, I'll be willing to take that.
Keith, I do have a question. Scott Helton with the CHP. Has there been any change as far as that trend goes? This shows 2015, when we look at prior years, up, down, consistent?
That is something that we can do, that I can absolutely report at the next meeting. I did not do that for this. I was just looking at 2015. I will say that Klutz misuse as a whole, you know, when you go by the 100 and 23, the previous year there was less. I can do a trend analysis, and let's say the last 5 years, is that fine?
That'd be great.
And I'll present that, and I'll have the amount of officers, the amount of Klutz traffic, if we're able to pull that from our system. Klutz has a 3-year retention rate on journal searches. But we should have the data for that, and so I can report that.
Great, thank you.
Like I said, I'm just trying to give some context to how many Klutz misuse there are, but how many officers there are, and to show that the Klutz PPPs, which are the Bible for law enforcement, is being followed.
Any other questions?
Oh.
Thank you, Keith.
Thank you, gentlemen.
Before you leave, I do want to say thank you so much. I think that we need to remember that, number one, that this is an advisory committee, that we are appointed by the Attorney General, and that we do take as this is a very serious thing that you were talking about, and that it is very important that the public understands that we take any type of misuse very seriously, and that under the direction of the Attorney General, because this is one of the things that she's in charge of, is the Klutz, that this committee will do everything in its power to advise the Attorney General and give the Attorney General as much information and as much information and knowledge of if this is a problem. Obviously, having one is one too many. We obviously can improve, but those are fantastic numbers. So thank you so much for the time and effort.
Thank you.
Okay, item 7 on the update, applications that are approved by the Department of Justice. There were 16 Klutz upgrade applications, and for information only, go ahead and just read these. Is that what I need to do, or do
you,
I?
You do not need to.
Okay. So there are those 16 upgrade applications. Item eight, I will I will turn the time over to Manager Maria Cranston to present information about the applications. Maria?
Good afternoon, committee members. Today I'll be presenting three applications for agencies requesting access to CLETS. The first application is for the Coast Community College District Police Department in Orange County. They qualify under California Penal Code Section 830.32A. The police department will provide law enforcement services for three colleges within the district, the Golden West, Orange Coast, and Coastline Colleges. They will have a total of 10 peace officers, and staff recommends approval.
Okay, thank you. At this time, we will go ahead and take a vote per Bagley Keene. There is no need. Oh, I'm sorry. This is my first time. Any public comment?
Thank you very much.
I'm sorry. Excuse me. That's why we have attorneys. You were supposed to hit me. Sorry. You went to Davis. They didn't do that. We didn't hire you just for your pretty face. Any public comment? Okay, all right. First, Bagley Keene, we will now go ahead and take a roll call vote. Correct.
Okay. Do we need a motion and a second?
No, Chief. Bagley Keene states that a roll call, there is no motion.
No.
It will just be done per the vote. If it passes, great. If it doesn't,
okay.
That's fine also.
My first time, Chief. Thank you. Clarification.
We're here to help.
So I will go down the list. Sheriff Mealy?
Yes.
Commander Mike Carroll?
Yes.
CJIS Director Joe Dominic?
Yes.
Folsom City Manager Everett Palmer?
Yes.
Chief Scott Howland?
Yes.
Chief Mark Pazin?
Yes.
Probation Officer Lee Seal?
Yes.
Assistant Chief Mark Shaw?
Yes.
And we do have a quorum, so that one passes.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, the next application is for the Oakley Police Department in Contra Costa County. Previously, Oakley Police Department was a contract city under the Contra Costa County Sheriff's Department. They are now independently operated as their own police department, and they will provide law enforcement services for the city of Oakley. They have a total of 29 peace officers, and staff recommends approval.
Public comment? Okay, we'll go ahead and do the roll call.
Sheriff Mealy?
Yes.
Commander Mike Carroll?
Yes.
CJIS Director Joe Dominic?
Yes.
Folsom City Manager Everett Palmer?
Yes.
Chief Scott Howland?
Yes.
Chief Mark Pazin?
Yes.
Sacramento Chief Probation Officer Lee Seal?
Yes.
Assistant Chief Mark Shaw?
Yes.
We have a quorum and it does so pass.
The last application is for the National Park Service Redwood National and State Parks in Humboldt County. They qualify under California Penal Code 830.8 and U.S. Code 102701. And they enforce federal and state laws within the Redwood National and State Parks. They have a total of 17 federal law enforcement officers, and staff recommends approval.
Okay, thank you. Public comment? Okay, we'll go ahead and take the roll call.
Sheriff Mealy?
Yes.
Commander Carroll?
Yes.
CJIS Director Joe Dominic?
Yes.
Folsom City Manager Everett Palmer?
Yes.
Chief Scott Howland?
Yes.
Chief Mark Pazin?
Yes.
Sacramento Chief Probation Officer Lee Seal?
Yes.
Assistant Chief Mark Shaw?
Yes.
We have a quorum and it does so pass.
Okay, thank you. Client reports. Okay. All right, so the only one that we have on here was the Anaheim Police Department, which they are now compliant. At this time, we will go into closed session after a vote pursuant again to Government Code Section 11126, Subsection C, Subsection 18. We'll go ahead and have a vote to do that.
Sheriff Mealy?
Yes.
Commander Carroll?
Yes.
CJIS Director Joe Dominic?
Yes.
Folsom City Manager Everett Palmer?
Yes.
Chief Scott Howland?
Yes.
Chief Mark Pazin?
Aye.
Sacramento Chief Probation Officer Lee Seal?
Yes.
Assistant Chief Mark Shaw?
Yes.
We have enough votes for a consensus to move to closed session. For those in the audience, we'll be out in a few minutes.
Chief, so you get your stuff, you're leaving, you're going to wait for us? You just got him go? Is that how this works?
Yes, Oh.
Hey, I'll see you up there. Thank you.